Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Have you ever wanted to achieve a goal so bad, like deep down in your bones, but for some reason you talked yourself out of it? It's too big. It's too scary. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. Instead of talking yourself out of why you can't achieve it, start with deciding that it's already yours.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Gain. It will expand your brain.
Scrolling through social media has this way of bringing out all of our insecurities. I don't know about you, but I don't always feel so great after just a few minutes of looking through social media. It's like a giant, hey, look at me, what I'm doing and what you're not doing kind of atmosphere. But that's just one way to look at it, the way that keeps you stuck and feeling like you're just not good enough. If you happen to land on Kate's Instagram, you might feel overwhelmed by all of her achievements. She's got an upcoming TED Talk, multiple six-figure business that she runs from around the world, articles in Forbes and Fast Company, just to name a few. But what you don't see is the behind-the-scenes story of how Kate's had to get really, really brave and super clear on what she wants to get her where she's at. I was really excited to chat with you. I've done a lot of digging around about you, all good stuff. But I wanted to start with the crazy thing that you have done. You built and scaled your online business to make multiple six figures in under 2 years, which is incredible, all from your laptop in Bali. So I'm all ears. I want to hear, how did you achieve this?
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. And gosh, where do I start? So it's funny, I'm obviously on my laptop now, back in the States, but it has been a total journey. So I really started my business in June of 2017. But I have to kind of take you back to be really honest and go before, behind the scenes, like what went into building all of this, because I think while I love sharing, you know, the success that I've had and the success that I've been able to help my clients achieve as well, I think it's really easy in the online space to look at like these success stories and these fast, seemingly overnight successes and think, well, gee, she just woke up and built a super successful business and it was all easy. And the reality is it was anything but that. I waited for probably, I don't know, between a year and 18 months, like sitting on, should I launch my business? Should I not? Should I just keep taking all these courses, keep learning, keep thinking about the things, and really just kind of spinning my wheels and having a lot of imposter syndrome. So I moved to Bali in December. I'm trying to think, because I went to Bali for the first time in March of 2015, but I moved there in December 2015. So really like a couple weeks before the start of 2016. And I spent really all of 2016 having my world just massively open to online entrepreneurship, digital marketing, coaching. Like all of this was totally new to me. I before lived in Western Massachusetts. My background was as an educator. And I had no idea that it was possible to teach people and serve people and help people, you know, find solutions to problems and develop and grow outside of a conventional, you know, education, academia kind of a setting.
Sure, sure.
And outside the yoga world, those were the two worlds that I had worked in and you know, lived in both personally and professionally. And so anyway, I was living in Ubud, Bali, which is a really big hub for a lot of digital nomads. There's a real, you know, laptop lifestyle kind of culture there. And it blew my mind what the people that I met and was rubbing shoulders with were doing and creating. And I thought, okay, they are doing this. I know I can do this. Now, where do I start and how do I begin? And, you know, I joined a co-working space there. I started having a lot of conversations. And honestly, Shana, like I just got really curious. I got really curious. And I think that that is one of the most important traits to have as an entrepreneur at any stage, whether you are just starting or whether you are looking to scale and move from six to multiple six, or, you know, like we're at now multiple six to seven, like, what do I not know that I need to know? Who do I need to be talking to? What, you know, what kind of environments do I need to be putting myself into in order to get where I want to go? And so, I you know, devoured every podcast I could get my hands on. Amy Porterfield's podcast was a big one that I listened to. I listened to the Gold Digger podcast, just like listened to as much and read as much as I could. And I remember I was part of an incubator, like a little in-person mastermind in April, I think it was, of 2017. And I had been sitting on this idea for my business for ever. And that 1 month was just the catalyst to be like, you know what, done is better than perfect. I'm going to launch this thing. My website, I had no idea, you know, how to build a website, what even I needed to be looking for. I was just being a perfectionist and spinning my wheels. And when I finally just started to launch my business, which really looked like sharing my message on social media, a message of empowerment, a message of you know, truly being brave enough to risk going after what it is that you want and trusting yourself to be able to get there. My real focus when I started my business was more of a, I don't want to say generic women's empowerment, but I wasn't specifically business coaching, and I can speak a little bit to that transition later, but I really just ripped off the Band-Aid, and it's an unglamorous start, but really guys, like that's it. Like I finally just decided I was more sick of sitting on my ideas, sitting on my inspiration, sitting on my message than I was scared of sharing it. And I started to immediately gain traction, landed my first clients. In July of 2017, I launched my first ever group program. I had 30 women in that group. Most were paid, some were not. And some were just, you know, women that I knew that I invited to be a part of it. But that was the momentum generator that I needed to really get going. And then I started selling out one-on-one packages, upping the pricing of my packages. And my business really just took off from there.
Wow. And I think what you shared was so important. And I thank you for sharing that and for your vulnerability with that, because so many of us do see the glossy side of things, particularly on social media. And we get stuck thinking that, well, that person somehow has some sort of trade secret or expertise or is in a better position than we're in. And so why in the world would we dare even try our idea? But it's always great to hear that other people come from that same spot of like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know if this is going to work, but I have to just put one foot in front of the other and start something and see, you know, what that involves into.
Absolutely. I love that you said that. And this is actually one of the major themes. So I'm delivering my first TED Talk in September in just under a month, actually. Yeah, in New York State. I'm really, really looking forward to that. But this is like one of the major themes I think that we think so often. Now, I was guilty of this too, like looking on social media and being like, wow, like look at her. She's got so many Instagram followers and she's living in Bali and has a feature article in Forbes and like, wow, like all of these things. She's just this like miracle person with all these special things about her. And really, it's like, if you are brave enough to get clear on what it is that you want and actually one foot in front of the other without knowing what you're doing, step after step, trusting yourself to get there, that can be you. And it doesn't mean that that has to be your goal, whether you want to write a book, whether you want to become an artist, whether you want to start a business of any description. Like, it starts with deciding that you too get to play the game.
Yeah. Wow. There's so much for me to dissect there, but I love that you're doing a TED Talk. That's actually on my to-do list. Like, how did you approach putting together your TED Talk? Because I've heard so many different people, so many different friends who've done TED Talks, and they all had a different process and they were all completely scared to kind of step on that stage.
Oh my gosh. Well, I love that you asked that. And this is so perfect because it ties really well together with the theme of our conversation even so far. And it's a question that I get a lot. And I really enjoy speaking to this because it's so much of what I'm actually going to be talking about in my TED Talk. You know, the question of like, oh, how did you land a TED Talk? That's amazing. Which is a different question to how are you structuring it? So I'll answer that. But I do want to speak to this as well. I really just decided. It was on my vision board for 2019. I'm a big believer in vision boards and writing out and visualizing and getting into a visual format. I have my vision board saved on the back of my phone. So every single day, multiple times a day, I'm programming myself with this is what's happening. This is what's happening. This is what's happening. And sure enough, that's what happens. And I don't think that's really as much a woo technique as it is a brain training exercise.
Totally agree.
You know, really programming yourself to see what you want. Cause when we can see it, we believe it's there. So anyway, I just decided that that's what was going to happen. I sent out an application. I got some surprising no's. And then I just kept doing my research and I pitched TEDx Oneonta. So I was born in upstate New York. And Oneonta is in upstate. And I pitched my talk and connected. I actually researched. I got one of my VAs to create a spreadsheet and list out all the TED Talks that were happening for the rest of the year. Thought about what are the talks that I could, you know, have some sort of a connection with that's not completely random. And TEDx Oneonta was one of them. Researched on their website, actually emailed one of the coordinators to like a personal email that I found. I really just got scrappy because I wanted it. And I just figured it out. Like, there was no blueprint or blog post that told me, well, these are the 14 steps to landing a TED Talk. I got clear on what I wanted. I made my own roadmap and I executed and I figured it out. And that's what I did. And I woke up at 6 a.m. to go film with one of my assistants in the rice fields in Bali. My pitch. And, you know, I think that was probably unique. I don't think they probably had anyone else in the rice fields in Bali recording their video there. So there was, you know, some strategy of why this was a unique talk, why I would be a great speaker to attend at the event and share. But that's really the story of how it all came together. So again, really going on the theme of don't think that just, you know, that it's these opportunities land for lucky people. They land for people who work hard, get clear, and don't stop at no, and don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anything that I've been an entrepreneur since I was in college, and anything that has ever happened good that's come my way, any door that's open, anything has been from pure scrappiness, like on hands and knees, just, you know, pulling it together. And so many people ask me, well, how did your podcast become so successful? Or how did this become so successful? And I say, just by sheer effort on my part. Nothing just fell into my lap. And I think that's such an important lesson to share, especially for women, because we can tend to be a little bit more conservative when it comes to all sorts of things. And that's not a stereotype. That's just, I think, a cultural thing born into all of us. And so we really have to go after these things and not be afraid to have that kind of determination.
Absolutely. I think that grit and resilience and real, like, deciding. I mean, I talk about that a lot. I think that it's amazing how much more ease. And it doesn't mean, when I say ease, I don't mean just like, you know, manifesting, drinking a mocktail on a floating unicorn in a pool. I mean, which is like so much of the marketing that we see now, like, oh, look at me, it's all so easy. When I say ease, I think that that real feeling of being in flow, of things falling into place, that gets to happen once we decide what it is that we actually want and start taking the action, and those actions bear fruit. It's like the same way if you're, I don't know, pushing a wheel and like it takes effort to get it going. But once you've done that, it starts to flow. It starts to have momentum of its own. And that's definitely one of the things that I think has contributed to the growth of my business, is because it's been able to move so quickly because of that deciding and that commitment and that resolve.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding? Or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund, because let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this, they release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Yeah, for sure. Another thing I wanted to chat about, I know you're passionate about helping women be successful and really pull out that vision and voice that's inside of them. And I'd like to just back up a little bit from that because I feel like first, the idea of success, quote unquote, is a tough one that a lot of us have grappled with. How could somebody figure out how to decide or define what success is to them? How do they get clarity around that so that they're not trying to reach somebody else's definition of success, but to find their own definition?
I love that. I love that. This is actually an exercise that I do with inside one of my programs called Radiant Living School. First module is dedicated to defining. So the modules spell out DARE, define, align, refine, expand. But the first module is like really, and the first step that I would say for anybody who's looking to create more success in their lives is really to spend some time tuning out all of the noise. So even noise like podcasts like this, or noise like people they follow on Instagram, like obviously listen to advice and things like this. But when it comes to actually deciding what you want, it's really important to tune out other voices, other influences, and get quiet with yourself and think about, what do I actually want? Okay, so I want to create a successful business. Well, let's drill into that a little bit. What does success feel like in your life? Is it just seeing your name up in lights and, you know, being on stage in front of millions of people? Well, I think it's important to recognize like that life and that version of success. What is that? How does that fit into the rest of your world? How does that fit into the bigger vision that you have and that you hold? Like, do you want to be on the road getting full hair and makeup done all the time? Or do you want, you know, a podcast and a Facebook group and an audience that is maybe a little bit smaller, but that lets you work 20 hours a week and go for, you know, walks in the middle of the day with your small child and your dog? Like, what do you actually want to create in your life, number one? And what kind of impact do you want to create in the lives of others? And I think, you know, even in my message, it's like a lot of, you know, go big, reach big, dream big. And I think that's so important because I believe that we really are limitless and can achieve whatever it is that we want to do when we reverse engineer a roadmap to get there. But I think that knowing what you want and not just getting swept up in that inspirational rah-rah and losing sight of the thing that you actually want to create is so important. So the first step is like tune out from other voices, other people, other visions of other people's success, and really spend some time visualizing, thinking about, you know, in a year, like what does success feel like for me? And think about like, okay, how many lives do I want to be serving? How many people do I want to be touching with my work? How much do I want to be working? Do I want to be, you know, smash out 6 figures in my first year and be working, you know, 40 hours plus a week? Do I want to be, you know, do I want to replace my corporate salary and be able to transition away from my 9-to-5 while only working 25 hours a week? Like, I think deciding and thinking about your time, your energy as equal, you know, commodities in your life and in your business is so important to be able to set the right kind of goals, because then you can reverse engineer to get them.
Yeah, that's so powerful, all of that. And maybe even to take it a little step from there, let's say, okay, now we have our vision of success. This is what we want. This is what we want our life to look like. How then would you coach someone of defining what is their vision or what is their voice? Like, how can they, let's say they want to, gosh, I don't know, empower other women, but they're nervous that their voice isn't refined enough or that they don't know exactly what to focus on. How would they find that uniqueness that's about themselves and pull that out?
I mean, there's a couple different things that I would say there. When it comes to starting a business, and this is something that this specific example that you give is something that I see a lot. I have a lot of women who come to me wanting to start some kind of a coaching or a consulting business, wanting to empower others in some way, whether that's, you know, in the area of health, whether in wellness, whether that's in the area of relationships and intimacy, sensuality, self-expression, whether that's in the area, some aspect of business, you know, social media management or brand design or brand coaching or sales coaching. Like there's all these different niches. And I think it's really important to think about, and this is a process I walk through, in Nail Your Niche, which is one of my other programs, that the first thing to think about is like, what is the problem, this single problem that you are the most passionate about solving, and start there. If you feel like your voice isn't super clear yet, like ask yourself the question. I mean, this sounds so basic, but it's really where you start, is like, what do I want to say? What's the problem that really bothers me? What's the problem that I want to see solved? So for me, I help women solve the problem of getting their genius out into the world and using that genius to build a profitable, purpose-driven business. That's my thing. And for me, it bothers me, the problem of women having so many gifts that they keep locked up inside of them, wondering, I wonder if I could do something more with my life. Wondering, I know I could reach more people with this. Wondering, okay, I've got a business that started, but it's not nearly reaching its full capacity. Like, how do I do it better? How do I do it bigger? That is the problem that I'm the most passionate about serving. And so my voice and all the content that I create, the messages that I put out, the programs that I create are all dedicated to solving some aspect of that problem. So really, it comes back to thinking about what's the problem that you want to solve. And I think that question alone has the potential to bring so much clarity.
Yeah. Wow. And we talk about, of course, on podcasts or social media, whatever it may be, the amazing benefits of running your own business. Like you said, sipping a martini on a unicorn floating in a pool. But I'd be curious to know if you're willing to share any of the hardships you've had around money and running your business. Are there any things that you've really had to walk through in order to get to where you're at?
Oh, of course. Hell yes. Am I allowed to swear on your show? Sorry. I hope you have the little E next to it.
Oh, go for it.
I don't want to get you kicked off of iTunes. Okay. Should have asked you that before. Anyway, I would be lying. Anybody would be lying if they're like, oh, well, this is just a cakewalk. It's just absolutely perfect. Where to start? One of the massive things for me that's been a challenge is navigating time zones. So, you know, in an ideal world, I would take client calls between, you know, 10 and 3 p.m., you know, 2 days a week. But for the last four years, I just recently moved back to the East Coast. But I was living in Bali. And so a lot of my clients I had clients at one stage on every time zone in the United States, a couple clients in Europe. So I was taking client calls, you know, at sometimes late in the evening, sometimes really early in the morning, like all days a week to accommodate different time zones. And that schedule management while running an international business has been a challenge. One of the biggest challenges for me, especially as I've grown into the multiple six-figure category, is keeping finding the right people for the right work, getting the right processes and procedures into place. I mean, we've grown leaps and bounds and have a lot of that stuff down now, but that has been a huge growth challenge over the last, 6 to 8 months. As we've, you know, expanded our team now, at one stage we had 7, we've downsized to that to have 5 really core players on our team who do everything in the business. But that's been a massive, massive learning curve. And I want to say this because I think most of the women that I speak with, both, you know, clients and women in my community and, you know, colleagues and collaborators, I think there's a big feeling and a lot of fear in the entrepreneur world of making a wrong investment or making a bad investment. Yes. And I've definitely gone down the path of thinking like, oh, that wasn't the right investment or that wasn't the right person. And it was the wrong move and I wasted this money. And I think that it's so important. I know when I have a thought like that, I'm like, okay, that's not a productive thought. That's not a growth mindset thought. Like, let's drill into what's actually going on for me there. And what's actually going on for me there is like a feeling of shame of like, I did something bad or I did something wrong, or I'm supposed to know everything about business and I made the wrong decision. And so I feel ashamed. Therefore I'm like to myself, no one else is listening to the crazy in my head, but this is what's going on inside my head. And therefore, like I did it bad, I did it wrong. And so I'm labeling this as the wrong decision. But I love to, and I do this work with myself on myself. And I encourage anybody who's thought that to just like see your journey as an entrepreneur as a growth process. Like no one has told you and no one can tell you. I don't care if you go to Harvard and get an MBA. I don't care, you know, if you have the Tony Robbins as your business coach, like you are going to make mistakes. You're going to do things in your business that are not the right thing to do. And then you're going to learn from them. And that's the way that you learn from them. And what comes next? What comes on the other side of that? So for me, like getting our team stuff in place now came after, you know, maybe having the wrong team members on the team and maybe doing like and having them not the most efficient systems. But guess what? The systems that we have in place and are continuing to put in place now are super tight because of the fact that, you know, we could have been doing it better a couple months ago. And I think that that's such a powerful reframe and a powerful reminder. So for anyone who feels like I've made a bad investment or I've done the wrong thing, like what if it's not wrong at all? What if that's you learning? Okay, like that I learned from that experience. That wasn't necessarily the thing that was the most helpful, but every cent of that taught me a lesson that I'm here to learn from. And I think that when we take radical responsibility for our decisions like that as business owners and CEOs, we are so much more empowered to continue to actually grow the business and not stay stuck in that feeling of like shame or self-deprecation.
That's such great advice because it's so easy to get yourself stuck in that brain loop. And then it's just clearly a downward spiral, especially because if anyone has an online business or if you are an entrepreneur, typically you are basically by yourself. You may have people on your team, but you're in this vacuum and it's you and your brain. And so you can easily fall into that trap of just getting freaked out. But I'd love to end with one question to really pick your brain on this. Let's say I'm lucky enough, Kate, to spend a few minutes with you. And I know you just had your biggest month, which is it's super impressive. What are some of the secrets that you could share with us about how we could cultivate a healthy mindset to know that reaching those monetary goals is possible for us?
I mean, start with deciding right now that it's already yours. And that might sound like, okay, well, what do I do? Just basically lie to myself because I don't feel like that right now. Like that is the first, like you basically need to brainwash yourself. That's what I would tell you, Sean. I would be like, listen, you need to brainwash yourself. And I don't mean like become a Pollyanna. What I mean is like the I hate saying the secret to success because I don't believe there's a secret to success, but this is what has worked for me is getting really clear on, okay, I know this is possible. I know I can do this. I have everything inside of me to do this. And talk to yourself the same way that you would pump up and talk to your best friend who's like at the last mile of a massive marathon. Like you would be championing her. You would be telling her, you can do whatever you set your mind to. Come on, let's go. You've got this. And that's the way, like I literally talk to myself like that every single day, every single day. And I cultivate processes and practices to do that. You know, I go on a run every single day. I have a playlist. I can send you the link for that as well. It's a free playlist that I listen to every single day. And it's filled with empowering pump up music, pump up songs. And I have built my world to have these reminders that remind me of that exact mindset that I'm stepping into. And so intentionally designing my day and my thoughts and my environment to constantly be reaffirming what I'm stepping into, I feel so much more emboldened, so much more empowered, so much more capable and skilled to be able to actually go live it. And guess what? When we feel all of those things, we show up in the world as the person who gets to create those results. And it is such a expedited way to get to the results that we want is by choosing to feel that way right now. And you can do that by the choices that you make, the things you put into your life, and the people that you surround yourself with. And I think that that has been a massive piece for me is choosing to seek out experiences, events, opportunities, relationships that build me up, that remind me of what's possible, both mentors that, you know, are a few steps ahead of me and women that are rising alongside of me and, you know, then, you know, clients who are doing the thing. It's like all in all ways, just surrounding yourself with people who are moving forward because that's where you're going to.
There were so many gems in this episode. And if it wasn't long enough for you, which I totally agree, You can get more of Kate's wisdom and her amazing insights at her all-day personal development and business summit for women that's going to be held in Portland, Maine, called Born to Rise on October 5th. Or hit her up on Instagram at Kate Scudder or on her website, katescudder.com. Thanks so much for checking out this episode, and a big thanks to our sponsors that make this show possible. Remember to subscribe in your favorite podcast player so you never miss an episode. But before you leave, I want to empower you to embrace where you are today, the good and the not so good. And remember, nothing lasts forever. Just keep taking small steps every day and remember how awesome you truly are.